The Case on a Cliff, written by Orr Agam. Published by Ex Libris. Part 1. The Case. Chapter 1. Jacob was disturbed by how dark it was outside this early in the day. It was not even 4 in the afternoon, and he could not see in front of him without a light on. As he lit his cigarette, it caused an instinctual reaction to pour more whiskey in his red plastic cup. Work had been slow, going on 2 years now with no new business whatsoever. He reckoned that he was either the worst private investigator in town, or people stopped having problems they could not solve on their own. For as long as he lived, he knew the latter to be impossible, but it was difficult for him to accept he was a bad PI. He was not a cocky man, but he did have confidence that he knew how to read people. This was his foundation, but now on the bad side of his 30s, he no longer did much of it. These days, he was simply the disassembled pieces that survived his past. Jacob liked being a detective, because it allowed him to be a rebel without being a criminal. This seemed ideal for a man who believed in justice, but hated the system as it were, or even how it was supposed to be. Previously, he had worked for a top-dollar insurance firm investigating potentially fraudulent claims. For all his drunken debauchery, he was good at knowing when people were being deceitful, a highly valuable quality in the insurance field. He managed to save enough from his previous career to live a meager existence, but soon he would not even be able to maintain being meager. If he did not get a case soon, his existence would be demoted to pathetic. Jacob poured more Kentucky Jack into his red cup, filled with half-melted ice, and cranked the CD player louder. He had a fancy MP3 player that he never used, except for the occasional audiobook, and he was adamant about the importance of reading. Someone once taught him how to transfer all his CDs onto his iPod. If Jacob bought the CDs and a CD player, why in the hell would he transfer them? L.A. Woman was the next track to play. And per involuntary tradition, he closed his eyes and reimagined his drive from San Diego to San Francisco on the Pacific Coast Highway. He could visualize the Pacific Ocean capturing the sun's early reflection as it rose from the dusk of the night on its globular morning journey. He recalled smoking very potent weed the whole way through. Listening to Morrison's vocals carried him through the road and to the other side. By the time the song was over, he was on his third whiskey. He got hard out of habit and unzipped his pants to rearrange his genital positions when he heard a knock on the door. Who in the hell could that be? He thought as he pulled his pants up. Hello? A woman's voice asked. Shit, he thought. A female. And I have a visible erection with my hand down my pants. Jacob opened the door ajar and quickly returned to his seat behind the desk to hide his half-erect penis from this unknown woman.